Hey everybody, welcome to Lions Pride Tavern podcast number 369. Tonight we talk about a raid, a mirror Drasil, and classic SOD. And again, we have a very special guest tonight. But before all that, let's start off with introductions.
I'm your host, Fafford. I play a Dwarven Beastmaster Hunter in the awesome game World of Warcraft.
Next up is Lorelei.
Hello, it's Lorelei, your Night Elf Fury Warrior.
And Mac is back.
Hey, it's Mac, and I'm wondering how high Fafford can count on episodes.
How far I can count what?
On episodes, you know, episode
369. I had to take my shoes off.
Yeah.
For that one.
So episode 1, 2, 3, that was easy, you know, 300 something. We're old, you know, it's easy to start forgetting those things.
7 years, Mac, 7 years we've been doing this.
Oh, my. I was on a different podcast at that time, but.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Mac is with us.
Hi, it's Mrs. Mac, and for some strange reason, I married Mac.
We're going to find out what that strange thing was after this.
Right.
I've got special powers. My superpower.
Your superpower, yeah. And Miss Lystra is with us.
Hey, everybody. Lystra here. And I play a warlock. Always a warlock.
And our special guest tonight, one of the raid leaders for the SOD Lions Pride Tavern team. Raid team, I guess, is Craig. Craig, welcome aboard.
Good morning.
Somewhere, yeah, absolutely.
It could be.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Craig. What do you do for a living?
I have been in the physical security field for the last 20 years, mostly here in Central Florida, working for some of the largest resort hotels in the world. Most recently, I switched over to working for the Big Mouse.
Ooh.
Nice.
I had a cousin that worked for them for 30 years and retired. He did all the underground stuff. He like helped dress all the Mickeys and Minnies underground. I guess there's like a whole city underground. He helped all them get ready and taught them how to act and, you know, did all that. So I suppose
Mrs. Mac's been trying to teach me how to act for years.
And she hasn't succeeded yet.
It's a lost cause.
Yeah. She still takes me out in public once in a while.
See, and I tried to get my wife to go out in public the other day to take me to lunch. And she texts me and she goes, I don't want to go. So I was like, fine, I won't eat anything then.
Yeah, Mrs. Max texted me, do I have to? So I understand.
Gee, thanks. Fafford, I love you too.
Fafford, I'll take you out to lunch. Yeah.
There you go. Well, that's cool, Craig. How long have you been doing what physical security? So what does that mean?
Well, it means like security officer, security guard. The reason that we've kind of shifted to saying physical security is because I'm actually also going to school currently to get my degree in cybersecurity.
Oh, very cool.
Interesting.
That's like a huge field right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, well, while physical security is also future-proof because obviously everyone's always going to need security, I'm not always going to be able to physically do that job, whereas I can do cybersecurity because it's mostly mental.
Right.
Can you get Mac into that? Because he's pretty mental.
I wasn't going to say it.
I was going to say something, but I figured, you know.
He wasn't mental enough.
I'll be the mentalist, right? Yeah, right.
You know, right. I love you, dear.
I know. Send the short bus. I'll be there.
So I'm assuming then you live in Florida.
Yes, yeah. currently in Florida. I've been here for almost 20 years.
Oh, nice.
Prior to that, I was a Navy brat growing up. I spent a lot of time switching schools. I think when I got to sixth grade was my 13th school.
Me too.
Nice.
So yeah. There's only two things that happen. Either you become an introvert and you become very shy, or you become extremely outgoing. So as you can tell, I'm very shy.
Yep. Me too.
Yeah, I did nuclear power school in Orlando, so I've been in your neck of the woods for, I was down there for a little over a year going to school.
Yeah, Faffer and I both did the Navy thing.
Yeah.
I joined the Navy to see the world, and they sent me to California and put me on shore. They wouldn't allow me on a ship. And I can understand that now, but at the time.
They knew what you didn't.
Yeah, don't let him touch that. Oh, just put him on shore. He'll be fine right over there.
Yeah, but then they made you an MP.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, not everybody's perfect, you know. I'm not very tall. I'm all of about 5'7", and I remember the my chief telling me, you're going to go to the Master at Arms Department. You're going to be in the base police department. And I said, Chief, the last thing I want to do is be poking some Marine in the chest going, look, you need to leave the club right now, please.
Yeah, how did that work out for you? You could get him in the back of the knee. You could hit him in the calf and knock him down.
Well, I'd hit him somewhere else. No,
well, you'd be closer to that.
I was aiming for his stomach, really. I learned to be very, very, very diplomatic. Unfortunately, at that time, you know, there was a lot of drinking in the Navy, and you could not, I mean, as diplomatic as you tried to be, it didn't always work.
No, because people go stupid when they drink.
Oh, my God. I remember one time we had a guy, he drove on a base, he was drinking, and they pulled him over, and they would hammer you, you'd lose stripes, everything like that. And I remember trying to help the guy out. It's like, look, I will take you back to, give me your keys. I will take you back to your ship and drop you off the ship. You can come pick your keys up at the base police department in the morning. And he said, no, I can't leave my vehicle here at the front gate. And I said, look, one of two things is going to happen. You are going to go in, you're going to get a DUI, and you're going to lose some stripes, lose lots of pay, and you're going to spend a couple days in jail before you come back. Or I can take your keys, you can come pick them up from me at the base police department in the morning, and you can go back to your ship, no problem. No, I can't leave my car here. Your car's going to stay here.
Like I said, yeah, I was...
Either way, your car's going to stay here. It's like, do you want to go to jail or do you want to go back to the ship?
I was a designated driver for a lot of my buddies. But I told them right off the bat before we started, if you don't listen to me when I tell you we're leaving or we're doing something else, I'm going to leave you. So there's like four of us going out, and we got to this bar. And they were being a little rowdy, and, you know, the bar was getting a little upset. So I said, all right, we're leaving. Let's go. Come on. And the owner of the car that I was driving said, no, we're not leaving. And I said, we are. And if you don't go, I'm leaving you here. And he goes, it's my car. And I was like, try and stop me. And we left him. He didn't want to come back. And, I mean, you know, where we were stationed, this was in Bremerton, Washington. You know, we're in a shipyard, so the whole town surrounds the shipyard. So it doesn't make any difference what bar you are. You're just like a stone throw away from the shipyard anyway. So I really wasn't worried about it. And that's what he did. He walked back to the shipyard and then got on board ship and came to me the next day and said, dude, where's my car?
They made a movie about that.
They did. Not necessarily about this particular one, but yeah. So I explained to him. He's like, I couldn't believe you left me. And I said, I told you from the beginning, alcohol makes you stupid. I'm not going to put up with it.
I'm stupid enough without the alcohol. You add alcohol and it just adds twice to that. So,
right.
Yeah. But no, you'd be amazed at how you try to reason with people when they've been drinking, and some people just, they shouldn't drink.
Right.
I may be one of them. yeah, Mrs. Max going, yep.
I can hear her shaking her head.
yeah. Rattle. No.
All right. So let's ask Craig our first question. This is like my favorite question to ask everybody. When did you start playing World of Warcraft? Since what expansion?
I started playing in vanilla. It was right after they released Dire Maul, and about 3, maybe 4 weeks before PvP was even a thing, like before Battlegrounds.
Okay. Yeah, very cool. There's not very many of us. I mean, everybody I always interview or ask, they always came in Burning Crusades. Burning Crusades, I don't know what it was about Burning Crusades. That was the one that it was like a second win for Blizzard. It's where everybody came in.
Commercials.
You think that's what it was? All the Chuck Norris and Mr. T?
Mr. T.
The Night Elf Mohawk.
And the little guy, the mini-me guy?
Yeah.
Vern whatever? Yeah, it was the commercials.
Okay, all right.
I was playing a different MMO. The one that shall not be named. We had lots of people in the guild that left to go over there. And it was finally, they didn't have a looking for a group tool. And I finally left after I sat one night and I for 4 hours trying to find a group as a healer. And it's just like, all right, well, maybe this World of Warcraft thing isn't too bad. We'll go check it out. So anyways.
Yeah, I was a vanilla start too. I think it was like the week after it came out. I hadn't heard anything about it. Went into a GameStop and they had a big poster. You know, it was like the poster of the orc and the human. And then there was, you know, like it was an end cap display, you know, so they were really tall, all the weapons. And then World of Warcraft, I was like, I walked in and I saw that. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I bought it, started playing it. And I called my buddy and said, you got to get this game. Get in here with me. And yeah, that's how I started. It's totally by random.
I remember that, like that whole display.
Yeah.
Back then, I just when it launched, I was in the process of moving. I remember, so and then I changed jobs and everything. And it wasn't until a couple months later, and that's when some people at work were like, "Hey, we're playing this game. I think you'd like it." And I was like, "Oh, I've seen that."
Nice.
I'm just glad I was past dial up when I started playing.
Yeah, right. I mean, I remember playing, it was before Discord and all that. I would call my buddy on the phone and I'd put it on speaker and we'd have the phone line tied up the entire night we're playing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep, did that too.
Because typing sucked. Oh. Couldn't stand chat.
We had DSL, Dex. I am Mr. Typo. Dex types slower than I do. And. And so Dex and I would always be talking on the phone when we were doing our group thing. And then when Ventrilo first came out, we were on the beta for Ventrilo. One of the guys in the guild got us on the beta for Ventrilo. And then life became much easier after Ventrilo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I ended up. That was my first software that I used for speech was Ventrilo. Well, TeamSpeak, Ventrilo.
We tried TeamSpeak first, and at the time TeamSpeak was I had some issues with it, and Ventrilo worked better, so we used Ventrilo for forever. And then when they tried to get me to come over to TeamSpeak, I was like, I had issues. But TeamSpeak, it works great now.
Cool. All right. So Craig, how did you come to find this SOD raid group?
Well, I was bombing around on a little mage and looking for a little dead mines run. And I happened to be in a group with Bricko, Tumlo, and Mac. And I can't remember who else was there. But we went through the whole run and everything was going pretty smooth. And I was like, man, I really like that name, just the Lion's Pride Tavern, because originally I'm from Michigan, so I'm a huge Detroit Lions fan. So I immediately was like, hey, I'll give this guild a try, because it was, you know, SOD was kind of just starting, and my older brother and my dad, we all play, and we were all kind of joining different guilds with different alts just to kind of feel out the community and see what it was like, because none of us really liked those gigantic 1,000-person auto, you know, click guilds that nobody really knows each other kind of thing. And we were always on the lookout for when a new server or a fresh server comes out, we look for a good group of people. And unfortunately, all I could find was Mac.
Yeah. I like him already.
When we got married.
I was gonna about ready to make a Mac comment, and you topped it. You just, I don't even have to say anything now.
He did it before Mrs. Mac could.
Well, that's, and then cool. Like Mac and I were talking about it much later, and because we were talking to somebody else in Discord, and I was kind of giving that same story. I was like, yeah, I just joined this group, and I kind of liked the vibe of the, you know, the small, you know, kind of community of like, I don't like playing with a bunch of, you know, kids. I, you know, more laid back, relaxed feel.
Yep.
And
and
that's what we got going on in Lion's Pride Tavern. And I really liked that. And after that first run with Mac and Bricko and stuff, I kind of was like, man, I could really help these guys because they're just not good.
They need help.
Have you seen Mac play?
Oh yeah, that's put funny. Mac and Bricko together, throw Tummy in there when he's yeah.
And bourbon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, Bricko's quite a hoot, especially once he gets a few in him.
Oh, again, you say it like it's a bad thing.
I didn't say nothing bad about it. I just said he's a hoot. So, yeah.
That just reminds me of a time at BlizzCon when I went out with Dex, and I became the voice of
without
reason.
Without adult supervision.
I became the voice of reason one night, which is I'm not comfortable being that in that position. Yeah. Many, many years ago. Anyways.
Too funny. All right. Well, question number 3. What is your favorite mount, pet, or toy box item, and why?
That's very, very easy. It is the Super Simian Sphere.
Okay.
It turns you into an ape that's surrounded by a magical ball. And the main reason I love that is it was the very first epic BOE I ever found myself in game.
Okay. What's the one that
I've never seen that one before?
What's the one that drops the golden banana?
I'm not sure which one that is.
Yeah.
Was it?
And can't you drop it and then you can kick it or something? I don't remember. God, it's been so long. I haven't played with any of my toys in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I set them up, Mac. You're supposed to knock them down.
I said nothing.
Yeah.
I've got my HR hat that Mrs. Mac bought me. I'm not allowed to. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
So, and one of the cool things about it was I found it when I was playing on a druid. So I immediately, you know, this was before they had the tabs and where you could share toys across your whole account. So I was on my druid, and you can polymorph yourself into this It looks like one of the white apes, like in Stranglethorn Vale. But again, it's got like that mystical ball around it, almost like around what would be around Dalaran. So it's just around you. And what's cool is when you shapeshift into flight form, you're still the monkey. So I would fly around as a monkey.
And so do you have that ball still around you too?
Yes. Yeah. You have the, so you're just, it's just this glowy spear with a monkey inside flying around the world.
Like a flying snow globe that is shaking every once in a while.
Right.
So. Yes, exactly. Like a flying snow globe.
There we go.
Interesting. Interesting.
See, I can picture it in my mind. I've got a demented mind, so it's.
I was going to say, is there not too many things you can't picture?
Yeah, yeah.
He's using one of those, his mental skills.
Yes.
I'm very mental.
All right, so last question, Craig. What is the story behind your name?
Well, my gamer name is Craig because that's what my parents decided on after arguing back and forth. It was their second choice. My dad, who's also Craig, he wanted to name me Elisar because he was a huge Lord of the Rings fan at the time.
You're probably pretty lucky they stuck with Craig.
So we've got to get a good gamer name for him. Craig, that's it. No.
Well, throughout my gaming career, I started out, I'd have one name, then another, and then another. And eventually within Discord, because a lot of my gaming, we played as a family, everybody just used our own names, because our core group was all either friends or family. Because during my like the heaviest raid time, best we ever had was during Burning Crusade, and it was me, my dad, my older brother, my nephew, my mother or my stepmother, and then a bunch of people that I worked with. And it just felt weird for people to call me whatever my character's name was. So I changed all my character's names to Craig because that's what everyone called me over Discord.
Interesting.
Well, Fafford's got his whole family playing. So, you guys got to get your families together and never mind.
I've tried to get my son and daughter to play. My son is a huge Minecraft kid. All his friends play Minecraft. So he sticks to that because that's what all his contemporaries play.
Did you show him the graphics difference?
Yep, I've showed him the graphics difference. Although when I was playing Enshrouded, he was watching me play that and he's like, "Oh, I think I've seen this." And he's like, "You should do this and do this," because a lot of like the crafting and stuff kind of transfers from Minecraft, because Enshrouded is just a very beautiful upgraded version of Minecraft.
Yeah, we've said this. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, let's jump right into Classic and talk about SOD today.
Welcome to Classic.
Well, Craig, you ran the run. Why don't you talk about how we did in our raid today?
All right. Well, I'm gonna go back a week. We went into Nomergon for our first time last Saturday. With a little bit of learning, we downed the first three bosses. On the second attempt on each one of them, and then we ran into a little mechanical issue on the fourth boss. It's just there's a lot of movement in the strategy that we used last week, and it was very confusing for everyone involved except me, because I literally just backed my butt into a wall and let him hit me in the face. So everybody else was kind of having to dance a little bit. So we ran into a wall, but we went in today, and we one shot all of the first three bosses, and then we got to our spider, and we tried out a whole new strat, and it took a little bit of learning because obviously it's a brand new strategy. We had to get everybody in position, but we made our progress, and we finally downed that boss. And I think next week we'll do even better, because one of our main healers will be back. He was missing today, so we had a mage jump in and do their very best. But it's a little tough to heal as a mage when you have to do a lot of dancing.
Yeah, and they had me this week, which is another detriment.
Yeah, we had Mac for his killer buffs. So we're making progress in Nomer. We've got another BFD run tomorrow for the toons who are doing their catch up. And there's still a best in slot trinket in there for a lot of the 40s. So we go in and we usually have three or four 40s who are kind of trinket chasing at the moment. And we kind of carry and help through some of the players who are not, you know, they've never raided because they feel like they can't get a group, or they've just never done it. So when I pick the raid team, especially for the Sunday raids, I try and mix it between our core raiders and some new people who have never raided before, just to get them into Discord, get them in talking with us, getting a little bit more social, because those players, you never know. They may have experience and they may be really good, and they just don't even know it, just because raiding's not something that they've ever done.
Yeah, we've had an interesting thing over here in the team over there in the Lion's Pride Tavern on SOD, and that's like we have people join us, and they join us in the guild, and then they leave. And the people that leave, 99% of the people that leave have never joined us in Discord. The people that join us in Discord, they stay. The people that we are with are very helpful. Craig and other people. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like you're doing quite well. How many man raid is it? Is it 10?
Yep. So this phase is a 10-man raid, and we had the good problem of last week. We had to tell a couple people, you know, hey, thanks for showing. They showed up. They had all their consumables. They were ready to go, and unfortunately, we didn't have spots for them. it just came down to who signed up first.
Yep.
So kind of like we run into in retail every once.
Oh, time. I was gonna say that's why, you know, my wife, she's like the raid accountant. She tracks who comes each week and who's got seniority, and you know it's about the only way to do it. You got to designate one person to track those stats. So you know everybody understands, but I mean if you got a guy that's there every weekend and then he shows up and then he doesn't have a spot, you know, ouch.
She yeah. whispers to Fafford, you know, Max here, what do I do?
Yeah, right. Actually, Mrs. Mac is the one that whispers her, by the way, Max coming.
Yeah, so
Rick,
what?
Get your stuff filled up. Max on his way.
Yeah.
So we try and do our best to accommodate as many people as we can. And we've had where, you know, like I had to ask a couple people, hey, you know, other people signed up, thank you for coming. And then what I did is, you know, the next time when they needed help with a group, or, you know, if I see them in guild chat and they're like, hey, anybody want to run this? Whatever I'm doing, I'll stop and go join them and help them with their groups or get them into the next raid, you know, make sure that they have a spot. Because
yeah,
what we're trying to do is they're going to up the raids to 20 man raids on the next phase, and right now it's going to be a little tough for a lot of guilds to get that 20, you know, and I want to continue to have enough people interested in and foster that community within our guild so that we can get to that 20 and push farther when the next phase, when it does go up to 40 man raids.
Yeah, very cool.
So if there's a toon named Fafford that would like to join us in this, would you? No.
Yeah, well, it's possible. I mean, I just got to get my my health issues all wound up and figured out what's going on, and then I can proceed.
Take it from me. That is never going to happen, okay? So just suck it up, Buttercup, make a tune, and start playing.
Yeah. I'll talk about during my minute. There is a bonus that's going on right now, Fafford.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not on when you're on most of the time, so that's a bonus.
Can I get that bonus? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. Max says that when I'm at home. He's like, could you go back to work?
Yeah, we heard you spent a week-long vacation with her.
No. He was home for almost a month freaking straight. In that month, he worked 4 days.
Well, I got COVID.
I don't care.
I kept working during COVID. I didn't realize I had COVID.
Eight love grand.
Yeah, she loves me enough to send me out to the landfill if I was, hey, go sleep out there. You'll be fine. If you don't wake up, you're okay. I got insurance on you. No, we're good.
But she still cooks for you, right? She makes you a sandwich.
I cook in self-defense.
Oh, no. There was the comment on Facebook that you made something about go make me a sandwich. And I said, okay, how does garlic, sweet relish, ketchup, and anchovy sound? And yeah, my girlfriend from Chicago saw that and she just busted up. She's like, you guys are a hoot.
I don't know if I'd try that one.
Drop the ketchup and the rest of it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Her best friend came up when Mrs. Mack had cancer, and she had her. She was up here, and her best friend, as we were driving to the airport, and she goes, "You two just work."
So you have to, right? After 28 years, 30 years.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys are having a great time in SOD.
We are.
Guys, if you're listening and you want to get in on SOD, by all means, jump in our Discord. The link is in the description of the podcast to get you into Discord. And then just jump in there. Mac's been going nuts with the SOD channels. Holy crap, I think there's five now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. SOD channels.
We set up one for each raid. It was becoming confusing because we had the one raid channel, and we put all the raids in one of the raid channel, and people were getting confused, whether it was Saturday, Wednesday, or Sunday or Saturday. So we put one raid channel for each raid channel or for each raid day we do, and We've added more as is needed.
Yeah. So guys, if you want to join in and get with a good group, obviously, you've heard them talk. It's a fun, laid back group. So if you're a 12-year-old griefer, don't even bother coming in. But if you're cool and you're good and you want to play with some decent people and just have fun, because that's what the game's all about, is having fun. Then by all means, come join our Discord and jump in one of the SOD channels and say hello and, introduce yourself. There's an introduction channel. There's a food recipes channel, which is always good to look at. Oh, my gosh. Between Venari and Mac, cook it. What the hell did you cook with all the andouille? He had andouille and chicken and shrimp.
Oh,
that was gumbo. Yeah, that looked amazing. And then your breakfast casserole. I mean, holy crap. All sorts of stuff. Cuz he makes some good food. You guys should all be chefs.
Oh, God, please don't say that. It'll go to his head and it'll be even worse at my house. I already have lost 4 cupboards in my kitchen to him and his spices.
Well,
spices.
Spice, you know. What's that Dune saying about spice? Dune.
It's spice Dune is too. Life.
Yeah, spice is there. Life.
Spice is life, yes.
Yeah.
Spice
well,
must
I need,
flow.
I need those cupboards.
Who's all excited for the second Dune?
It's out.
Just I saw it. Yeah. Just
what
saw
is
it.
Dune?
What is Dune?
Did it's you about the spice.
Yeah. It's all about the spice.
Oh, see, I never saw the original.
Oh yeah. The original is probably, I think, is best.
The original is good.
Yeah. I mean.
You never saw Sting in.
Right?
No.
Sting
no.
in a big diaper? It's, oh, yeah. It's a must see.
You're old. You should have seen that.
Wow. Okay. First of all.
You're old.
That's not my kind of movie. Second of all.
It has
Chuck
a giant.
Farley.
It has a giant worm in it.
Yes. Okay. Let me talk to you about the giant worm. Never mind. okay, I am going to sleep with one eye open tonight.
Yes, you will.
And the other one's going to be black.
Damn Skippy.
Too funny.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, join us. And I mean, you don't even have to join us for just SOD. You can join us for whatever. Come in and say hi. You know, we love to have good people in the community, and we've got a great community. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that we've ever had any problems with. We had one bot one weekend, but we took care of that right off the bat. But, yeah, so please come join us and stop in and say hello. We got some great people, and they're all like-minded. Well, yeah,
we have some great people, and there's Mac.
Except Mac.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah, join us on Discord unless Mac's on. yeah. I understand.
All right. Well,
no,
wow.
We need Mac to be there. We need Mac to be there. Because if Mac wasn't there, then they'd pick on me.
Okay. Ah, there you go. Yeah. You need some comic relief.
he needs a speed bump.
too funny. All right, so let's move on to retail. Lorelei, you were there both days. I missed Friday when the pain in my leg after working all day Friday was just too much. So, but I did stick through the pain and I worked. I'm also working this weekend because my weekend engineer is his wife had a baby and she had a little complication coming out of the pregnancy. So he stayed 2 weekends with her. So I'm working this weekend. I worked last weekend and this weekend, but he should be back for next weekend. So I will be back around on the weekend, but that means I can probably raid Friday night. So
good.
Anyway, how did we do?
I think we had a really good weekend this weekend. And right now I'm kind of gauging that on when we get Naimu killed, because that seems to be the boss that gives us a lot of trouble. But on Friday, we just powered through Fryak and Gnarlroot, Nagara and Volcaras and the Council. And we got to Naimu, which is usually where we end Friday night. But after 3 attempts, and I could have sworn that we got him down in 2, but after 3 attempts, we did finally kill it for Friday night. And I'm like, oh, that was good. So good progress for us. And then we went to try Laridar, but we only had one time for one pull, and we didn't get him down. But Friday looked really, really good.
That's awesome.
That's the first time I've seen Naimu go down that fast on a Friday.
Yeah. It sounds like you're doing great.
We are doing great. I think we will get the last boss down before the expansion comes out. And then Saturday we went back and worked on Laridar, and we had 3 wipes on him and then got him down. His is a hard fight, I guess, but I think it's just there's so much going on. There's just all kinds of fire on the floor, and I don't know anything about having to pick up some little seed or something. I don't know. My melee doesn't really bother with that, so I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I
haven't had to do that. Putting out some kind of fire or something. I don't know. I just try to hit things and stay out of fire, and that's all I can do. And then, so we got him down, and then we went to Smolderon, which I'm not sure if that's the first time we've gotten that. No, we have gotten that far. We have. And that fight confuses me sometimes, and I'm not sure how I can fix what my problem is. And that's, I need to know where to stand, where's the best place to stand. And that's not a fight where it's going to be, oh, this is always going to be the best place to stand, like some of the other ones, because it depends on where people are dropping their little puddles and their tornadoes. So I've kind of come up with, well, when it's tornado time, I'm just moving out of the way completely. I'm just going to get out of the way, because they're not really the problem, since they only go in one direction, which I appreciate. It's that big fire, I'm not sure if he's dropping it or we dropped. I know there was a conversation going on because Theo was asking about it. But I kind of like, you know, did the Charlie Brown wah, 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 just went into listening to it. So I know that was probably mentioned, so I'll have to go back and look and see what that is. But
The fire ring gets me, because I don't think, usually there's a pattern to it. And every time I look at it, it's like, okay, now I move forward. And I move forward, and it's like, oh, crap, both rings are taken up. I don't know.
I think there is.
Some of us drop our puddles because we have weak bladder.
Well, that boss does. He's dropping his rings everywhere.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're not. Quit lying.
So I did learn that I do not run right up to the boss when he goes into the middle, because you've got to worry about your orbs hitting the boss. And for me, I feel if I'm up there, my orbs are going to drop right there, and you can't always stand near the boss because the ring goes around him as well. So I moved back, and I think Ant helped a lot when he said just stick toward the middle, because there were times when I was moving too far back past the middle and I wasn't getting the orbs at all. So I kind of worked on that. But yeah, those rings, it's a weird pattern. It doesn't work the way I think it should work. You know, in my head, I'm going, all right, well, here's the ring. Do they go up? You know, like most fights, there's a ring, right, and then the next time it goes closer. These just kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so
boy,
have
you
to
can't
watch
be.
It to see if there's a pattern.
You can't be like, you know, right on the edge either.
No.
Because just getting close to it will kill you. And it's a one shot.
Yeah. So it's definitely a me problem. I've got to figure out where's the best place for me to go stand so I can get to the next thing we have to do.
Yeah, Lorelai's sitting there going, Max there. He shouldn't be there. what the hell?
Well, Govan gets on and he goes, hi. And I was like, look, I'm dead again.
That's how I feel on this fight. It's like, ooh, I got past the first time we have to, you know, drop the tornadoes and drop the puddles. And then it's the second time it's like, oh, damn, I'm dead.
Yep.
But I had it figured out, and then I didn't. So I think once we were doing really well on the last attempt.
Yes. We were
it looked better. It wasn't the highest. We did like a 50. We did a 70. What was that? 70%. No.
Yeah, that we did.
Phase one.
Right towards the end, we were phase one. we're right at the end, we're getting all those little puddles that expand out and cause damage. We're getting those like super concentrated, which was great because it made more room on the platform. But I think we were concentrating too much on that because we forgot about the rest of the stuff and still died.
Well, you know, that's our theme.
Yeah.
You know, we figure out one thing before we figure out the second thing. So I think, you know, we did a real good job with dropping the puddles. Now we just have to figure, because I still have a problem with the tornadoes. I think there are still too many people putting tornadoes right under the boss. And with a boss with wings, for me, that's a problem because I can't always see, you know, through the wing. You can't see through the wings at all anyway. So I'm like, I don't know that there's four tornadoes right behind his wing that are coming at me. So that's why I said, you know what? I just, you know, I don't, it would be nice to be, you know, the top three or four on the meter, but I'd rather be alive so I could hit things longer. So I'm just going to move away. And that's been working for me.
Yep. Well, we'll get there. I mean,
we'll get it.
You know, I mean, we don't necessarily always have the same people with us each day. And so the raid composition is different because I noticed there was a little, at break, there was a little switching of tunes. You know, but, and you
we
know,
we have
the some...
DPS to get him down.
Yeah. I
we
think
just
so.
Have to be alive in,
to
in
do
phase
it.
two to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will. I mean, we're doing really well.
Because
I think some of these bosses
there.
Right here are the hardest ones.
No, I leave Mac with SOD. He can cause problems there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mrs. Mac can still sit and look at me and go, yeah.
Well, Lystra was joining us for a while in retail, and she kind of dropped off.
No way.
Yeah.
Come back.
All right. I
well, I
Lystra.
Got myself geared accordingly. That was the big holdup.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to hold up the raid because I was being the shit. So I went and got my gear, and I've been doing mythics ever since. And yeah, so I think I've got the gear to do it.
Yeah,
maybe I'll try it next weekend. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah,
give it a shot. I mean, what's the worst thing you can do? You can lay on the floor with me.
Well, I'm gonna do that anyway. I'm a warlock.
All right, guys. Wow, we really flew through this day, through this podcast. So it's time. I hear the music. It's time for Lorelei's Pet Battle Minute.
Hello, Pet Battlers. You still have one more day to work on the Sign of the Emissary event from this week, which gives us a 50% increase bonus rep from World Quests. And this can help you work on the Renown for Dragonflight, Renown Pets. For the Ascara, Renown 9, you can get Backswimmer, Timbertooth, and Whiskas. The Dragonscale Renown at 11 gets you the Black Skitterbug and the Gray Marmoni. The Valdrakken Renown 18 level gives you the Crimson Proto Whelp and Magic Nibbler. And Marek Renown at level 8 gives you Hoof Helper. And the Niflin Renown at level 15 gives you Rango and Polly. And at 20, you get Newsy. And we're in the final days to get the Snowy Owl, so if you still don't have it, well, get out to Winter Spring and get working. This pet is required for the Kalimdor Safari Achievement and will disappear on March 20th. March's trading post is going strong, and we'll be collecting Teal the Mouse as our bonus reward. So as always, keep working on your pet battles, collect your pet charms and leveling stones, and don't forget to stop by warcraftpets.com to update your collection and have a wonderful week.
Very cool. Yeah, some of those pets I never even heard of before.
Yeah, I had to check to see because I said, oh, I know I finished with the trading post because I wanted that peacock mail. I got that. I think next week I'm also going to put who in our guild is on the leader realm board.
You should.
Yes.
Because I was impressed the last time.
I was going to do that last time and then I didn't and I forgot to do it again.
Yep. I was impressed with how many of our
Yeah, we got a good group. That's why it's important to go and update your collection, because if you don't, it will kick you off the leaderboard. And like Theo always forgets to do it. And he's like, you know, number two or three.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, Max got some gold making tips.
You're listening to the Goblin Goldcast. I got mouths to feed, so let's get this thing started. Time is money, friend.
I don't have much for you this week, but for those of you thinking trying Season of Discovery, now is the time. All the tunes under level 40 have a 100% experience bonus in conjunction with this. All the quests completed give you a 300% gold bonus. For those that aren't spamming dungeons for experience, you can make a decent amount of gold just farming materials while questing and getting this bonus gold. Also, your level 40 mount cost has been halved, so there isn't as much of an outlay for your mount at level 40. And for those that are selling fish for gold, we only have a short amount of time until winter squid is no longer available. Take advantage of this last week or so of availability of the winter squid and hold on to some and sell it in a few weeks or when it's no longer available in the game. And if you have a special gold making method or in retail or classic that you'd like to share with me or our listeners, please do so. If you have a question, you can leave a message on the Lion's Pride Tavern Discord or email at macgoblingoldcast@gmail.com, or you can contact me on X at Goblin Goldcast. I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bass for his awesome goblin voice during the intro. We'll talk to you next time. Now go make some gold. Oh my God.
I don't think we're going to talk to you next time.
Oh, Mrs. Mack, call an ambulance. I think he's having a stroke.
I can't talk. Go make some gold.
You've had a hard time.
I'm so sorry.
Bourbon.
No. Oh my God. Anyways,
I think she's telling you to have more.
No, she's telling him to stop.
Well, you say it like it's a bad thing.
All right, next up, something wonderful from Mrs. Max Frying Pan.
There's an cries out in the night, growing restless longing for some dietary company.
Hello, and welcome to this week's Mrs. Max Frying Pan, the portion of the show where I get to tell my side of how things should be done in the kitchen. This week, I'd like to pass along another easy dish that has been a hit in my family for years. We call it chicken corn casserole, but I'm sure it has many other names as well. For my family's version of this chickeny cheesy delight, you will need the following things. One one-pound bag of frozen corn, 2 cans of diced chicken or leftover chicken cut into chunks, and if you're making a turkey, well, you know, leftover turkey works as well. A can of cream of mushroom soup, 2 cans of diced tomatoes, 1 7-ounce can of diced green chilies, about a cup of breadcrumbs, and shredded cheese for the top. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Spray a 9x13 baking pan with Pam or something similar. In a large bowl, mix all the ingredients except the cheese. Mix it up well. Pour it into the prepared pan and bake for about 30 minutes. Remove from the oven, sprinkle some cheese on top. How much? I don't know. How much do you like? You'll know when you've got enough. Pop it back in the oven for another 10 to 15 minutes until the cheese is melted. Remove it and serve. It's quick. It's easy. My kids loved it growing up, and my grands love it as well. I'm kind of out of snarky remarks this week. I've already made them all, Mac. So I'll let it go here. Please remember, I take comments, criticisms, and cooking tips. You can find me in Discord on the Lion's Pride Tavern server, or you may reach me via email at Mrs. Mac Goblin Goldcast. That's MRSMAC Goblin Goldcast @gmail.com. Now, go have some fun. Make something wonderful.
Ooh, yummy.
It is. It started out in our family as just corn casserole. And then one day
someone threw chicken in it, and it just, you know, I'm sure you could throw other things in there as well, but the chicken with the chilies and the corn really just kind of gives it a Mexican-y type flavor. And it's really good. It's filling. It's quick. So if you've suddenly got a bunch of kids and you need something fast, hey, it's a great thing. If you're working late and you need something quick when you get home, it's a great thing. Next week, I'm going to talk a little bit about crockpot ideas that I've done. Because I've had a request for easy meals for someone who has children. So.
And from here on out, we're going to limit Matt to one syllable comments from. Oh my God. Sorry.
All right. Well, next up, herding cats with Lystra.
And I won't cry if I ever die. My skills are quite a shock, cause I'm a warlock. And I said, hey, I don't take crap. If I go, ooh, I'll just have to use lifetime. People fear me when I cap. And I said, hey, I don't take crap. If I go, ooh, I'll just have to use lifetime. I'm a warlock.
Hey everybody, Lister here. I'm going to talk about a couple of different things here. One, like Lorelei said, if you have not gotten to the trading post yet this month, you really need to get on it, because there are some great things on the trading post this month. Like Lorelei, I went out and the very first thing I did was get that majestic Azure Peafowl and annoy everybody in the world with it. It is so beautifully obnoxious that you can't help it. The very fact that it wiggles when it walks, I mean, it's hilarious. It's the best. It's beautiful. And there is a really cool delicate jade parasol, which is also a cute little toy that, you know, does less fall damage and whatnot. It's the cutest thing ever. Go out, check it out, get it. There's also some great transmog stuff in there. So go spend a little time. Some of the older mats are back again this time. I think there was a couple of alabasters. One was the Storm Talon, and the other one was, what was the bat? Lorelei. Thunderwing? Thunderwing.
Yeah, yeah. It might have been. Yep.
Yeah. That's the Horde mount. So anyway, a couple of really cool mounts that we haven't seen in a while are back again. Go on, go out, get those. The other thing is, we are going to do an upgrade on the shop again. We're going to maybe find a few spring items, redo a few logos and things just for the new season. And right now there's 20% off. That is through the 12th. And from the 12th, was it 21st? 21st to 25th, there's going to be free shipping on everything in the store again. So you're looking to get that hoodie, you know, cool nights in the summertime. Got to sit around that fire. Go get yourself a hoodie. And that's all I got this week. Have a great week. And we'll see you in game.
All right. Well, last but not least, it's WFN News, Warcraft Fafford News. WoW tokens are at 263K. So they pretty much stayed flat for the last 2 weeks. Because 2 weeks ago they were at 266. So, you know, only about $3,000 difference. So it's, you know, that's pretty cool. I still think it's awful expensive, but whatever. This week's bonus event is Time Walking Dungeons, and they're the Warlords of Draenor. So if you haven't done the Warlords Dungeons in a while, here you go. Get your bonuses for doing that. On Monday starts Hearthstone's 10-year anniversary, and it'll run for a week. I don't know what they have planned, but if you remember, Hearthstone was like a small game that everybody played, a card game. That they gave everybody for free. I believe they give us a mount. Was it a mount if you went and played?
Yes.
And won like three games, mm-hmm. Then you got a mount. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite mounts.
And then next Sunday starts the Unguro Crater Madness. So we'll be looking for that next Sunday. And that's about all the news there is for this week. Kind of slow, but not too bad. You know, I think the Hearthstone thing is, I'm going to check that out. It's been a while since I played Hearthstone. But anyway, Craig, thanks so much for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate it. And like I said, don't forget, guys, if you want to come join Craig and Mac and anybody else in SOD, please jump in our Discord and say hello and get going with the crew. So I want to thank, obviously, Craig for coming on the show. Thank you very much, Craig.
You're welcome. Anytime.
And I want to thank all the fans for listening and all the rest of the hosts for showing up. I also want to thank Charm for all of her beautiful music. Please go visit her website and her YouTube channel. The links are in the description. Plus Vincent Moretto for his heavy metal tavern music. At the beginning of the show, both these artists were nice enough to let us use their music royalty free. And I think we're the only ones that have the combo of heavy metal tavern music and Charm. So, thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
Mac, that would be you.
Bye. Come on and make some gold.
Have some fun and make something wonderful.
Oh my God.
Don't be a dumb warlock, or like in Mac. This case, a Mac.
Oh, it's been a long night.
Yes.
I'd like to thank Kevin McLeod for his music, Hot Rock, and Schaefer Bates for his... Oh, my God.